Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 21st day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechet Beah, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Gimel. The Isur Trumim applies both in Yom Tov, like it does on Shabbos. Therefore, one is not allowed to go outside the Trum, outside 2,000 cubits, from the place where he is made his place of his residence on that Shabbos. We call it Koine Shvisa, where he's acquired his base. That's his base for Shabbos, for Yom Tov. And if he needs to go on Yom Tov outside the Trum, then he needs to put Erev Yom Tov, what's called an Erev Trumin. He puts in a certain place within the Trum or at the end of the Trum a meal that's enough for enough food for two meals. By doing that, he has been Koine Shvisa. He's now said, this is my place when Yom Tov comes in. And then from there, he can walk another 2,000 cubits in all directions. Our Mishnah are going to talk about the laws of Trumin on Yom Tov. And here we're going to learn that you can only take the objects of a person to carry them or to move them to the place where the owner is allowed to go to on Yom Tov. Just like on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Gimel. Habahema v'hakelim keragli habalim. Animals and articles that are owned by a person can only be carried as far as the person can go himself, to the end of the trum, that the owners can walk. Hamoiser behemtai livnoi olaraya. A person who hands over his animal to his son or to a shepherd on Yom Tov to take care of it. Hara'elu keragli habalim. The animal, can only be taken as far as the owner can walk, but not as far as the son or the shepherd can walk. So, for example, if the owners did not make an Erev Trumin, and the son did, or maybe the shepherd did, maybe to the east of the city, 2,000 amos, so therefore that son or that shepherd can walk 4,000 amos to the east, 2,000 to the end of his Trum, and then another 2,000 because that's the base. From that base in the east, he can walk another 2,000. But he cannot take the animal there. You can only take the animal as far as the owners can walk, which is only the first 2,000 amos, to the place where the owner can walk. That's the trum of the owner of the animal. The Gemara qualifies our Mishnah and says that they were talking here about a case where in the city there were two shepherds that people used. And it was not known before Yom Tov which shepherd the owner would use. And that's why we say that the animal can only be led as far as the owner can walk. But if in the city there was only one shepherd, even though that shepherd was only given charge of the animal on Yom Tov, nevertheless, the animal can be taken as far as the shepherd can walk. Why? Because since there's only one shepherd, all the people of the city will use that shepherd. So it's considered as if the animal was under the jurisdiction of that shepherd at the time of Yom Tov's coming in, and at the time where the shepherd was Koine his Shvisa, where he made his base. And if he made his base, let's say he already made an Erev Trumin to the east, 2,000 amos, then he can take the animal as well, another 2,000 amos, just like he can walk. Because we say that for sure the owner of the animal would have had in mind to give that shepherd command of the animal on Yom Tov, and he would have had that in mind already in Erev Yom Tov, because there is only one shepherd in the city, if that would be the case. There are other ways of learning the Mishnah, but this is how Rashi learns it and Abba Tanura learns it. Kelim ham yuchodin le'echod min ha'achin shebabais. Articles belonging to one of the brothers living in a house. Let's say clothing, for example. Harelu karaglov. They can go as far as the person who owns them, the brother who owns these clothes. And if another brother is going to wear them, then the other brother can only wear them to the place that his brother could walk, the owner of the clothes. V'she'ein mi'chodin. What about articles that are not belonging to one particular brother, but shared among all the brothers? They own it equally. Harelu kimkom shalchin. Those clothes can only be worn or carried to a place where all the brothers could walk. So let's say, if this is very strict, because if one brother, for example, had made an Erev north of the city, 2,000 amas, and the other brothers didn't. So that brother, he can walk 4,000 amas in the north, but the brother can't walk one amma to the south outside the trum. And therefore, he will prevent any of them carrying one amma out to the south, even one step, because of his ownership. They've all got an ownership in this clothing. Similarly, they, the other brothers who have not made an Erev and can only walk 2,000 amas to this north, they will prevent that brother who's wearing those clothes to walk to this north only up to the limit of 2,000 amas, which they can walk. Basically, these clothes can only be worn and carried to a place where all the brothers are able to walk to, because they're shared. These clothes are shared by all the brothers. Mishnah Dalet. Hashol kli mechaveiro me'erev yom tov. Person who borrows an article from his friend on erev yom tov, even though he didn't actually take hold of the goods till yom tov, nevertheless, says the Mishnah, kiragle hashol. They will be taken, or can be taken, as far as the borrower can walk. And that's because at the time that the Yom Tov started, the shoyl, the borrower, has already acquired shviso, has already acquired his base, not just for his own walking, but for where those clothes can be carried. He's kind of shviso for that keli, for that article or clothes, whatever it is, that he has now really taken possession of. Be Yom Tov. If, however, he borrowed the keli only on Yom Tov, he didn't even, the owner of the goods wasn't approached at all before Yom Tov, then karagle hamashel, then the keli can only be taken as far as the owner could walk. And that's because the keli is koine shvisa. We say the keli, the article, has acquired its base at the place where the owner could walk. Now, the Gemara explains that this is even in a situation where the borrower usually comes and borrows this article from his friend every Yom Tov. And you might have thought, well, he doesn't have to come specially Erev Yom Tov to make the arrangement. No, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, no. Nevertheless, if he only makes the arrangement on Yom Tov to borrow it, the article can only be carried like as far as the owner can walk. And that's because, since in actuality he didn't come to borrow it on every Yom Tov, the owners probably thought, well, he's probably going to borrow it from someone else. And therefore, he has not given it put it into the rishus, into the jurisdiction of the borrower. Ha'isha sheshoa lo mechaverta. A lady who borrowed from her friend on Yom Tov, tavlin, spices for her pot, umayim umelach lisasa, and water and salt for her dough. Hara'elu karagle shtayin. We say that the pot and the dough can only be carried as far as both of them can carry. Both women, the one who borrowed it and is going to use it in their cooking, and the owner who supplied these ingredients. And that's because they've really got each a chalek, they've each got a ownership, if you like, or a portion in that cooked in the porridge in there, or in the soup, or in the dough. Rabbi Yehuda poiter b'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that we don't have to worry about the owner, where the owner can walk to, if the owner only supplied water. Why mipnei she'ein b'hen mamash? Because there's no mamoshes, there's no substance to it. You can't taste the water in the dough. You can't taste it in any thick soup or anything like that. And for that reason, when it comes to the water, we say we only have to be concerned with the one who's using it, the one who borrowed it, because as far as she can walk, that's where you can take this porridge or this salt. This cooked food. However, when it comes to salt, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue, and that's because we're talking here about coarse salt, which was quite substantial, and you can taste it in the food, and for that reason, if there was salt borrowed, then we would have to take into account the the distance or the shvisa, the place where the owner also can walk to. You have to take into account both of them, the owner and the one who used it, the borrower. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is that no matter what was borrowed for the making of the cake or for the soup, we have to look at both women. We have to say that they can be taken only as far as both the borrower and the owner could walk.